Good morning. This is Joe McGeeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my Monday Money Manifesto for the 9th of September 2013. It's the beginning of September, and for us as a family, this is the start of our own personal financial planning process. We chose September because we have our 16-year-old still at school, just starting his A-levels. And September being the beginning of the academic year and the end of the summer holidays always seems to be a good time to reflect on our own personal plans and our finances. So we've chosen 1st September as being our plan renewal date. And what I want to do over the next couple of weeks is spend some time talking about my personal experiences as we renew our own plans, talking about the emotional side of money and the process, the actual planning process itself, our financial organisation, and the financial products that we use. But first of all, I just wanted to talk about why we plan. We're actually going to spend quite a lot of time and effort on producing our own personal financial plan, and it's worth thinking about why it is so important to do this. And ultimately, I suppose it's because hopefully it's going to lead us to a more successful and more fulfilled life. Also, as business owners, between us, we own and run four different businesses. It enables us to coordinate our business and our personal lives. None of us, neither my wife nor I, are salaried or in the corporate world, a world in which it's possibly easier to switch from work to family and leisure. But our businesses are more integrated with our lives, both practically and financially. And so it's important we coordinate both our business and our personal lives here. More specifically, though, I think planning helps us to do four things. It helps us to become financially well organized to ensure that our money is well structured, our finances are well structured. Of course, it helps us to achieve our goals, hopefully sooner rather than later. In contrast, it also helps us to ensure our long-term financial security. We're obviously concerned to make sure that our money doesn't die out before we do, and planning helps us, therefore, to balance both achieving our goals in the short term and building financial security in the longer term. Finally, of course, a plan should help us to put in place structures to help deal with any setbacks that come in life, as they surely will. I think also it's important to note it's a process itself that's important, process which will help us to rediscover ourselves and our circumstances, our goals and our challenges. Some key points about what the planning process is going to do for us, though. Understanding our current and future expenditure is the key to a good plan, and ultimately it's going to ensure that we have the right money in the right place at the right time, not just this year, but for our lifetime. Secondly, planning, in my view, is all about achieving freedom through the setting of boundaries, particularly boundaries relating to the expenditure of time and money. And finally, I think this is where the real benefits of planning come through. Planning should help us to live in the present, in the moment, in the here and now, obviously the most important time of our lives. And it does this because it helps us to build a roadmap of where we're going, so we don't have to worry about the future, or for that matter, regret the past. With a clear roadmap provided by our financial plan, we should be able to simply live in the here and now. So next week, I'll be looking at how we deal with the first stage, voyage of self-discovery. But could I ask you for your thoughts this Sunday when I'm running in the Great North Run for the 12th time, I think it is, in succession. I will be raising money both for Mary's Meals and for a charity which I've become involved with called the Bruno Bursary Fund. But I'll be doing more about that later as this is an 18-month project to raise significant funds, particularly for Mary's Meals. Anyway, that's it from me. Have a very good week, and I'll be speaking to you again next week.